A favorite to take home an Oscar later this month is actress Julianne Moore for Still Alice. She's already won a Golden Globe and several other prizes for her portrayal of a brilliant linguistics professor struggling with early-onset Alzheimer's disease.
It feels like my brain is dying, and everything I've worked for in my entire life is going. It's all going.
Still Alice was adapted for the screen from a novel and co-directed by Wash Westmoreland and Richard Glatzer. The two men are also married, and as they worked on Still Alice, they had their own struggle that parallels the one in the film, coping with Glatzer's diagnosis of ALS, a neurodegenerative disease that affects the brain and spinal cord. They spoke with NPR's Ina Jaffe.
Wash Westmoreland calls this the best of times and the worst of times.
We have these very strangely contrasting experiences of like being on a red carpet with Julianne Moore and the wall of photographers there all calling your name out. And then in the home, much more day-to-day caregiving activities necessary in order to get through.
Westmoreland's husband and collaborator, Richard Glatzer, says because of his ALS, they nearly decided against doing Still Alice.
My medical condition made reading the book quite difficult for me. It just cut too close to the bone.
Glatzer now speaks through an iPad. He types what he wants to say using the big toe on his right foot.
But once I'd finished it, I felt determined to make Still Alice into a movie. It really resonated with me.
Glatzer prepared some of his answers before our interview. It takes him a long time to express himself, so he asked for the questions in advance, which seemed reasonable under the circumstances. Still Alice came along at a time when Glatzer's ALS diagnosis was fairly recent and his symptoms not that noticeable. So Wash Westmoreland says they went ahead with the adaptation.
And it was about a year and a half after we wrote the first draft of the script that we actually went into production. And by that time, a lot more deterioration had happened.
My arms were shut, but I was able to be on set every day and type with one finger on an iPad.
Maybe because they were accustomed to dealing with a progressive illness, the movie doesn't contain a lot of melodrama or medical explanations. It keeps its focus on Alice's day-to-day struggle to maintain her identity and how members of her family react. Her youngest daughter asks Alice the obvious question others have avoided. What does it feel like? Alice says,
on my good days, I can, you know, almost pass for a normal person. But on my bad days, I feel like I can't find myself. I've always been so defined by my intellect, my language, my articulation, and now sometimes I can see the words hanging in front of me and I can't reach them and I don't know who I am and I don't know what I'm going to lose next.
Westmoreland says what Glatzer had already lost made things challenging on the set.
We are co-directors. We've always worked everything out together. And now there was, you know, an impediment to that, that Richard was using the iPad to communicate. But we still wanted to keep everything 50-50 and equal. But we're on a film set, and there's crazy stuff happening, and you have to make quick decisions. And there were a number of challenges to going into this with, you know, Richard's health.
Glatzer and Westmoreland have been trying to keep everything 50-50 since they met at a party in 1995.
And we started talking immediately about movies and found that's where both our passions lay. And we haven't stopped talking about movies since.
Glatzer types for a moment.
He moved right in.
I think it was like a few days and I was like, let's not mess around. Let's just, you know, we found each other.
Their breakthrough film was called Quinceañera. It's about a pregnant Latina teenager growing up in L.A.'s Echo Park, the neighborhood where Glatzer and Westmoreland still live. In 2006, the film won both the Grand Jury Prize and the Audience Award at Sundance. But it was hard to get new projects going during the recession. Their next movie didn't come out until 2013. Now the buzz surrounding Still Alice has presented them with new opportunities.
You've got to make hay while the sun shines, so it's the best time to set up future projects, hopefully for the next 2 or 3 years.
Wash Westmoreland and Richard Glatzer say they will write and direct those projects together. They expect to announce the next one in a few weeks. Ina Jaffe, NPR News.